The root is the non-fruit part of a plant. Isn't that dramatic? Boy, we all need to do that. All right. The root is the non-fruit part of the plant. Generally speaking, it's the underground part. That's where I want to go. The unseen. The unseen. Here's what you do not see in your love of money. This is this part you do not see. What's going on underneath in the darkness, in the shadows. As we're learning, it is what you do not see that is so vital, invisible in the spiritual warfare. It's what goes on in heaven, and we're studying this in Revelation, what goes on in heaven affects what's going on earth. There's nothing in your life that just happens by coincidence. Things that are going on here are affected by what's going on in heaven. First the thing in heaven, I love the way the book of Revelation is laid out, first what happens in heaven, and then how it affects what happens on earth. We saw that in our study of Job. First of all, things going on in heaven starts affecting the life of this believer Job on earth. So things in the invisible are the unseen. And there are things in the invisible or the unseen that we have to be aware of. And this is one of those that are unseen. Be careful of what you can't see. And the only way to do this is going to be by the power of the Holy Spirit and letting Him open our eyes to these things. So the love is the root of all sorts of evil. This is unseen. This is the unseen part. You don't see this. All that we generally see are all the good things we're going to get if we can get all that money. Secondly, another way of understanding what is being said here is the principle of a root is descendant. In other words, offspring. In other words, we talk about root, we use it in the human realm. The root are the root of Jesse. Who's the root of Jesse? David. My goodness. The root, offspring. Got it? The root of Jesse is David. The unseen part of the you go back to that point. Now, what is the root from which all sorts of evil emerge? The love of money. So you start off with Jesse, and it's going to come up, and you're going to have David. Start off with the love of money. This is what you're going to have. You're going to have all sorts of evil. Now, in a moment, we'll take a look at some of these evils, what occur in your life when they're there. And sometimes when these things start happening in believers' lives, and I'm interested here with only the believer. This is not an unbeliever message. These things start happening. First, the believer's going along okay, in general sense of the word, and then they start having the desire for money, and then things start happening in their life, and then all of a sudden they find themselves in bankruptcy, they find themselves in a divorce, they find themselves in turmoil, inner turmoil, inner stress, all these things, and they wonder, what did all this come from? How did I get here? How did this happen to me? How did I get in this fix? How did I lose my wife? How did I lose my husband? How did I lose the house that I did have? Not just the house I have now, but even the house that I did have before this one. How did I lose all of this? What has happened to my soul? I can't even hardly enjoy anything anymore. I used to could enjoy a day. I used to could enjoy even unimportant things or sports or this or that. But life is just nothing. I don't enjoy sex. I don't enjoy life. How in the world did I get to this point in my life? How did I get to this miserable place? Well, people, there's a root for it. Now, in this study, what is that root? It's the love of money. I just cannot believe that the love of money has brought me to this point. It just doesn't seem like I have that evil of a love of money for it. But people, it can. Now, there are a lot of Christians, and I think I got it later on, but let me just say, there are a lot of Christians, they get out and let's just say a sinful life, and things start happening to them. We could say, okay, this is, okay, I see that. And even though you're wrong about that, because you're going to come to the conclusion, oh, I deserve this. That's your view of God. But it's amazing how many wonderful Christians harbor in the secrets of their soul this desire for money and end up at this point and never see the relationship. Never see what they do. Oh, it must be the devil. Now, Satan is our enemy, and he's got a lot of schemes and all this, but we're not going to blame him for everything. We've already seen this in this study. He may use our desire for money to get us into a trap, into a snare. He may use it to bring our life down. But we walked into it. We knew what we wanted. We wanted money. We had the love of money. So here's the root of distress and all the things that are going on. You had the love of money in you, and that root, from that root, has sprung all of these things that we're going to be looking at. Some of these things we're going to be looking at. We will not by any means look at all of them. The third principle, relationship calls. The root in relationship. There's a cause and a relationship between the root and the offspring. The root and the offspring. It's a cause. There's being rather obvious about it. You have an apple. We know that that came from the root of an apple tree. Now, you don't get a lemon from the root. There's a relationship between the two. That which is the basic source, the basic reason for an event or a state or something. In this case, this is the relationship. There's a relationship between the horrible, ugly things in your life that you're under the influence of money and that love of money. There's a relationship. So we have three things that I want you to be aware of as we look at the word, the concept of root. Because it is so important just to see, without developing 50 points, which we could do a lot of points and we could spend a long time. But first of all, it's the unseen. The root gives you that unseen part. You're not seeing this when you start out with this love of money. You don't nip it quickly. And then we've noted, in dealing with it, the idea of descent. This is going to come. All of these evils are the descent of the love of money. And then the third is relationship. So we have the unseen, the offspring, and the cause. For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. The unseen impact.